building Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we were in the middle of trying to figure out what the answer is that the Umot HaOlam attempt to offer HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the din that he has against them, that they weren't Mekayim Mitzvah. So we saw yesterday that all of the things that we imagined would be effective answers were not really effective. And they said, you didn't offer us a Torah, that wasn't true, and that you should have given the Torah to us by Krafaleim HaChagigis. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, what about the mitzvahs that you did have? You didn't keep those mitzvahs. And we were bringing a riot to that, but they didn't keep the mitzvahs. We were in the middle of Omad Goyim, we brought a riot that they could get schar only from Moshe Enam at Siva V'yaseh, and that's where we were up to. So today, we continue with what they say. And Omrim of Dekochavim, we're now about a quarter of the way down on the page. Omrim of Dekochavim, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Yisrael Shekibluah, Echan Kibluah. And you say, Klal Yisrael did accept the Torah. Where do we see that they were Mekayim the mitzvah? And you said that the first mitzvah we didn't keep. I mean, did they? Omar Lam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me tell you something. I can personally testify, Shekimu Et HaTorah Kula. Omrim Lefanav, so they say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Klum Yesh Av Shemeir. No, I mean, you're a relative. You can't say anything about Klal Yisrael because it says B'ni B'chori Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is my own firstborn. How are you going to go and give witness to your own firstborn? So he says, okay, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so let the Shamayim Va'aretz be made. Shekimu et HaTorah Kula. I mean, Lefanav Ribono Shel Olam, Shamayim Va'aretz are not kosher testimony. Nogim Be'edutam, they themselves have a personal interest in this testimony. Shenemar im lo briti yomam v'layla, kukot Shamayim Va'aretz lo samti. The Omer of Shimon ben Lakish, first of all, it says if it wouldn't be for the bris on Har Sinai, that there wouldn't be any Shamayim Va'aretz. And so Shamayim Va'aretz, of course, have to testify that Klal Yisrael keeps the bris or else they're finished. Furthermore, Rish Lakish says, "My v'chsi vayi erev vayi voker yom hashishi." Why does it say hashishi on all the other days? It leaves out the hey. It just says yom rishon, yom sheni, right? Yom echad, yom sheni, yom shlishi. What says yom hashishi? Melamed shi tzadak kadosh baruch hu imaseh bereishit v'yomar im Yisrael mekablim et torati mutav v'imlav ani achzir etchem tohu vavohu. That the yom hashishi implies that all of the above creation is dependent on the sixth day. What is the sixth day? The sixth day of Sivan, when Klal Yisrael is mekabel the Torah, because I'm making it conditional, all of this bria, on the Torah that they accept. So how are Shemayim Va'aretz supposed to say anything else? What if they say something else, so then it takes away their own kiyum? Of course they're going to be made that Klal Yisrael kept the Torah. And V'omar Chizkia, my deceit, Mishamayim Yishma'at Ha'din, Eretz Yirei'a V'shaketa, that you announced the din in the Shamayim and the earth was terrified, and then V'shaketa. Now, Im Yirei'a Lama Shaketa, Im Shaketa Lama Yirei'a, I mean, this doesn't make sense. If you're terrified, you're not feeling relaxed. If you're feeling relaxed, you're not terrified. What do you mean? Eretz Yirei'a V'shaketa, Ela Masmi, B'tchila Yirei'a. The Yishma'at Ha'din, that was the coming on Har Sinai to be Mashmiya, the offering of Kabbalah Satera. And then the Aretz was terrified, because if Klal Yisrael would say no, then that would be the end of it all. But after Klal Yisrael said Ma'aseh V'nishma, so then the Aretz was Shaketa. So meanwhile, you see three riyas that the Aretz v'Shamayim is considered to be Nogea Be'idut. So how could they testify for Yisrael? Amar Lahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I have a better idea. How about Mishem Yavo via Yuben Yisrael Shekimu Et HaTorah Kula? How about you guys? I think we can find plenty of non-Jews. They'll come and they'll testify. Why don't we bring in Nimrod and let him testify the way that he pressured Avram to be over there with Kochavim, and that Avram was ready to be killed? Yoyid Ba'Avram Shalav Adavodat Kochavim. How about Lavan? Yaakov said, well, come on in and see if there's anything in mind that you feel I took from you illegally. You know, Lavan sure tracks to figure out how his son-in-law, I mean, he lives in his house for 20 years. I mean, something he's going to find. A hairpin, epis, that he could kind of, you stole this from me and didn't give it back. You couldn't find anything. But these are all Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. I mean, Nimrod, not the Borsh Bavodah Zarah. Yaakov, not the steel. Let Potiphar's wife and be made about Yosef, that he was no nefshad ala vera. All these people will have to testify against their will. They'll have to tell the truth. Yavon Nebuchadnezzar, V'yayid B'chadani Mishova Azariah. And he tried to get them to be Mishtachav al Tzelem, and they weren't even Mishtachav al Tzelem. So, and as we've spoken many times, as the Rabbeinu Tam explains, that wasn't really an Avodah Kovim. because otherwise not everybody else was mishtachel at Avodas Kochavim, but it was only an andarta, was a simon of Malchut Bavel, which they refused to bow down to because it was, they didn't like the idea of symbolisms that bordered on Avodas Kochavim. And that's why the Gemara says, had they been tortured, they would have bowed down. If Chas Shalom, if it was really Avodas Kochavim, says Taisus, I mean, but they would have actually bowed down. That couldn't be. Okay, so he brings rise to the psukim. I mean, we had a number of occasions which we were able to go through this tosis more bediktuk. Here it's not really precisely where it's all that nogea. But even that they refused to do. Let Nebuchadnezzar testify to that. Let Daryavish come along and be made that Daniel was never mevatel tefillah. And they said nobody's allowed to daven. And Daniel went up and he would daven in his chambers. And they had witnesses to testify that he did that. And they came. They're gonna throw him to the lions. Yavo beldad ashukiv. So far nahamati alifazatimni. Let them all come, and let them. Those are all goyim. They're chachamim of the goyim, and they know what's going on. Let them be made. Them be yisro shekimot kol haTorah kula. Let them bring the testimony, and let them, out of that testimony, come out the tzedek for Yisrael. So, they had nothing left to say. So what they tainted was, let's have one more chance. Now, lanu mirosh, let's start over again. This time we'll accept the Torah, and you'll give us a chance. Boy, are you guys idiots. I said, what do you mean, now? Let's start over. It's all over. I mean, if you had done the work before Shabbos, then you'd have what you'd on Shabbos. So we're going to come today, and we're going to start when it's all over. You're going to tie in to, I mean, we should start over again. But you know what? I'll tell you what. I don't want you guys to have any time. We'll try out one little simple mitzvah. Okay, I have a simple mitzvah. It doesn't cost much money. Mitzvah kala yeshli sukkah shema lechuvasu. To go make yourself sukkah. Sit in your sukkahs. We'll see. That should be easy enough, huh? So we'll see if you can handle that. Lechuvasu. What do you mean? How could that be? Mima titamatov. Well, you could say HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a mitzvah at that time. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi ma'adich tiv asher anochi mitzavicha hayom. It's hayom la'asotam. Only today. But and furthermore, today is the day of Asiya in this world, but not to take the Sakhar. But the important thing is, it says over here, that there's no mitzvot latid lavo. So, how could he give them a mitzvah sukkah? God doesn't want to come, they should pine up. That it's a plot, and now they don't have a chance, and now they finally see the truth. And if they had known the truth before, everything would have been fine, and it's not really fair. So, okay, so we'll see if it's fair or not. By the way, why was it called a mitzvah kala? I mean, what, it's not an important mitzvah. My credit, a mitzvah kala. You shouldn't always go eat their own kids. But it doesn't cost anything to build a sukkah. You build a sukkah from some boards, leftovers, and so on. Yeah, well, that's fine. Miyad, kol achad v'ochad, no tells. And he goes collect some boards, v'olech v'sesu kab rosh gadol. He goes make a sukkah on the roof. So, okay, fine, have a barbecue on the roof, whatever. I mean, it doesn't seem like such a problem. Makadosh bochum, magdir alayem chamah b'tkuf. HaKadosh Baruch Hu beams the sun at them. Oh, is it hot? They can't take that sukkah. They want to get back downstairs where it's air conditioned. And kol achad v'achad mevayet b'sukkah. So they all kick down the sukkah. They say, get the heck out of here, v'yotzeh. Shemar nimnatkat mosrotemo. Let us tear off these terrible bonds that bind us over here. V'nashlicha mimenu avotemo. Throw off these cables. But wait a second. What do you mean, Magdiri beams the sun down at them? I mean, I thought the whole idea was over here. God's supposed to show them he's going to be fair. I mean, now Amr Dena Kadosh Baruch Hu Babetuni and Briotav. So they could always sign it. Yeah, you give us an Yisoyan, and then you beam it down, and you didn't. Yeah, it's not the guy anymore. Why not? Mishum Yisrael Nami is going to be the Mashka Lutzkufas Tamuz. Ad Chaga. I mean, why is that not fair? Klal Yisrael gets that kind of problems. I mean, they get it. Boiling hot weather sometimes during Sukkot. And they're miserable and they have to leave their Sukkot. Avilei Zara. Says the Gemara, okay, but so then if they would really have that level of tzara, they'd also be parted from the Sukkot. So what's the taina on the Goyim? Omar Rava Mitztaer Potur Ben Asuka. Says the Gemara, well, it's all very nice that they're potter, but at least they don't kick it down, do they? I mean, they feel very upset. Oi, what a shame we can't sit in the sukkah. We want from the sukkah. Oh, we feel so sad. So Nehi the potter, but Ute Mi Mevayate over here, They take joy in the fact that they don't have to sit and say, oh, thank God, that's over with. Oh, it was horrible. And what's horrible? Just the fact that it's not kamimenu. They can't stand the commitment to the thing. And of course, that's how the whole sugya began, with the difference between a mitzvah v'yosef and a mitzvah v'yosef. As long as we were out there barbecuing and then having a good time, it was fine. The moment it became a mitzvah, doesn't matter how little of a mitzvah it is, we don't want it. And that's the test. You want the mitzvah? If you wanted the mitzvah, you wouldn't be happy that you left the sugya. You said you left the sugya. That is the real test, where the mitzvah is bottled. Now, if you feel relieved, Baruch Hashem, the mitzvah is bottled. That was terrible. So then that's a sign that there was never any interest in Na'aseh v'nishma. Miyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'Mitzachek Aleihem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts laughing, as it says, Yoshev Bashamay Nischak. This is, of course, the continuation of Ninat Kam Men Avotemo. When the Goyim say, let us throw off the bonds, then it says, Yoshev Bashamay Nischak Hashem Yil'ad Lamo. He laughs at them. What kind of fools are they? So he had to call them Shotim Shibolim, but he had to show them that they were Shotim Shibolim. It's the only time that God laughed. The Gemara is going to ask him that later and show that God laughs all the time, but we'll ask about that in a minute. But the others learned that Rabbi Yitzchak's statement of Einschok was Nachadosh Baruch Hu was not said on this mice of the sukkah, but rather was said on the following brisa. Ahodatanya. What does it say there in the brisa? It says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Latit Lavo Baino Ovdei Kochavim Umitgairi. When Mashiach comes, the Ovdei Kochavim will come to become Gairin. At times when Klal Yisrael is on top of the world, I mean, a big deal, you want to become now Gerim. They wouldn't accept Gerim during the times of David and Shlomo. Why should they accept it during the times of Mashiach? Ella doesn't mean that they became Gerim. It means they acted as if they were Gerim. Shenasu Gerim Gurim. That they acted out their Gerut without it being affected. And they put tefillin on their heads, and the tefillin on their arms, and tzitzis on their begotten, mezuzah b'pisayim, and they're walking around like they've been religious Jews their whole lives. As a matter of fact, those are things in Yerushalmi, that the Ninatka, it's Mosrotem of the previous Pasuk, refers to the tefillin. It's rip off the knots, basically. What are the knots? Knots on the tefillin. Nashlicha memeno avotemo. What is avot? It's the mitzvah tzitzis that you wrap around like an avot, right? So then let's rip off our tzitzis. So what happens? Comes now Mechemes Gogo Mogog, all of the goyim are coming around Yerushalayim to fight. And they say, Amadotem. I mean, who are you guys after? Olal Hashem v'al Meshicho. Shema loma rakshu goyim l'umim yehagurit. He says, Allah Hashem v'al Meshicho. So immediately, kol achad v'achad menatek mitzvato, oh boy. No, that has nothing to do with us. We never had anything to do. We had the whole age. Shema natat mosrotemu. And there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev U'Mitzachek, Shema Yoshev Bashamayim Yitzchak, Hashem Yil'ag Lamo. And on that, Amrei Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzchok El Oto Ayom Dozor. It's essentially the same getter in which the events prove that there was never any real desire of Dveikus Bashem in the...
The true Gerim,
no. They wouldn't accept the days where... Because it was considered to be ulterior motive. But that was before David was king. It's a good thing she was born before him. It would have been a real problem. The Amar of Yonah Marav, Esther Gemara Amy, is it true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only left on that day? Rav Yudah Merav says, Rav Yudah Merav had a copy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule, his daily schedule. So he said, 12 hours, Outlook, that's probably in Gehenim that they use Outlook. But, so 12 hours in a day. So the first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osek Batorah. Okay, I mean, he has to have some time to learn. The first 3 hours, Shmiyot Yoshev Adanet Kol Olam Kulo. The second group, he now is Yoshev, and he's down the world, see what they need, and so on. Kivan Shoesh Nitzchayev Olam Kuliyah, when it looks pretty bad, he says, you better get up from the Kisei Adin. So he's Omeid B'Kisei Adin, Yoshev HaKisei Rachami. Shlishiyot, the third group, Yoshev Adanet Kol Olam Kulo. There he goes, and he gives the entire world its parnosa. Mikarnei Reimim Va'ad Beit Tekini. From the greatest creatures to the smallest eggs of the smallest creatures, even of lice. The eggs of lice also have to be taken care of in this world. Reviyot Yosheva Mesachekin Livyatam. And the remainder, 3 hours, fourth group of 3 hours, he plays with the Livyatam. Hashem. He laughs. Shenemar Liviatan Zayatzata Besachekpo. You're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu never laughs except then. Here it says his daily schedule allows for 3 hours of games. So how, I mean, it's not really healthy to have a day without some schok. Omar Nachum Bar Yitzchak Im Briotav Misachekpo. Every day he laughs with the world. But our Briotav, and we always say that, right? We're not laughing at you, we're laughing with you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he laughs with the world. He doesn't laugh at the world. Al briotav einu misachek. The only time that it's Yoshev Ashrayim Yitzchak on the Bria. Yilag Lamo, it says in the Pasuk. About them is only that day. I mean, one of the absolute idiots, when it's all over, it's already clear what reality is. And you're coming yet to sit here and try to prove to me that we didn't do it right. On that day, he laughs at the world. And there's a beautiful maral that goes through the schedule and shows that each level is in terms of increasing chibur to the world. Sometimes the first is theoretical, because that's istakel b'raisa borei alma. And then comes the actual seeing what the requirements are. And then comes the involvement and the needs and the giving parnasa. The deepest chibur that a person can possibly have with someone else is to laugh together. Because it says that laughing together says, yeah, in Olam Hazeh, people think that it's just, you know, it's divrei havai and nonsense. The deepest friendship is when people can see from each other's point of view the entire humor of every situation. They play together. They see all of life as a play in which they're involved. Says, that's the most profound chibur. And of course, that's the sort of the kruvim also, as the Zohar says. Maral says that anybody who understands that, who understands this gemara, he will be so filled with joy and happiness that's the mesachet. Omle Rav Acha with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Miyom shecharav Beit HaMikdash ein schok laKadosh Baruch Hu. Unfortunately, from the time of the Churban, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left, has to change his schedule, and he doesn't have time for happiness, for laughing. Minolam Belekaschok. Yilem Amidakzi Vayikra Hashem Elokim Tzvakot Vayomah Hulevchil Mispeid Vilekaracha. On that day, the day of the Churban, God will call out for crying and hespen and so on. Maybe that's just that day. Maybe after keeping Shiva, whatever. I mean, maybe he went back to time of laughter. Vetulo, Eladichtiv, because it says, Yimeshkachech Yerushalayim Tishkach Yimini Tidvak Yishalim Lachikim Loeskerechi. So apparently, there's no Shikha. Okay, I mean, you can remember, but still laugh. I mean, there's bad things in life. It doesn't mean that you don't have time for schok. So, Dilma Shikha Udaleka, Abu Schok Miyahika. There's still time for laughter. Elamiha, it's here. It says, Hakasheti Mi Olam Akarisha Tapaga. I've been silenced forever. I mean, from that time, I have nothing more to say. I have to control all of my feelings. So now that that's true, Ribi Iyot my Avid. So what does he do now in that? He used to use that time for games. So now that there's no more sports and there's no recess. So what does he do during that time? Says the Gemara, goes into class. And Yoshiva Lama Kinoka Shabbos Rabban. I mean, somebody's got to teach the kid. Who teaches the kids in school? It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's actually, I mean, Rashi's pshat over here is that it's not referring to kids in school in this world. It's referring to children who died young and who require a Rebbe in the Shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he teaches them himself. But most learn that this means that in order for a child to be able to actually, the brain to develop in such a way that it's terrible terror, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being malamed him. That's how specific, how unique the Chibur is. Shinemar, it's mi yoredeya, it's mi yavin shmu'a. Mulei mechalav atitei meshadayim. So it's mi yored means mi yoredeya. Who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu teach? Mi yavin shmu'a, who does he allow to understand the things that are taught? Ligmulei mechalav, children that have just been weaned. Latikei meshadayim, those who have just been torn away from the breast. Well, who used to teach them before HaKadosh Baruch Hu had time? He was always in recess. I mean, maybe they used to play basketball together, but they didn't used to learn together. So who took care of the class? Ibai Seima Matat. Could be the Malach Matat was in charge before then. Or Ibai Seima, maybe you can do both together. Maybe you can play in recess at the same time. I mean, if you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can play Misachet in with your son at the same time. He can be Malame the Tinaikas. Maybe both of them he was able to do. But this is only the schedule in the daytime. What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schedule in the nighttime? Well, Laila, my other. Some say it's the same schedule. It doesn't have a 24-hour clock. It's a 12-hour clock. So it's whatever is done in the day is done in the night. And you buy same a rochev al kruf kal shelo. Others learn that in the nighttime, HaKadosh Baruch Hu drives around on his scooter, which is a kruv, and he shot b'shmona asar elef olamot, and he takes in 18,000 different universes, just to get a quick look at what's going on around. Shemar rechev Elohim, ribotayim. Ribotayim is 2 times 10,000. It's 20,000. But Alfei Shin'an, 2 of those 1,000 are Shin'an. Altikri Shin'an El She'inan. So 2 of the 20,000 worlds are virtual worlds. They're not real. And therefore it doesn't have to really drive through them. So you have the Kruf Kal is through 18,000 worlds. Yiboyseimo, another pshat. What does he do at night? Yoshev v'shomea shira mipi chayot. He listens to the shira of the Chayos HaKreta. Shinema yomam yitzavar Hashem chasto. Uvalayla shiro imi. So there is Mishtatek with the Shir of Yisroel. This is when Dovid HaMelech used to be Yosek, Bashir and Mitzvahos, during the nighttime. Yes, thank you very much. Omar Rabbi Levi. People who stop learning Torah and they start talking about nonsense are fed burning broom, which is lasts a long time, the heat. Shema hakufim maluach alisiach, v'shorash v'tamim lachman. But those who are kotei from the lachluchis, the delicious things that they have meaning, and go stand for sicha betela, their bread is the shoresh of broom. Broom was used to keep its heat a long time. Omrei shlokish kolosik b'torah b'alayla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu moshech alav chutsho chesed b'yom. If someone spends the night learning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a different pshatim in what the moshech alav chutsho chesed, the chutsho chesed, Rashi learns that people respect him. They feel a chen, that he has a chen during the day. Others learn it means that he's to be able to have insight during the day. Others learn that he's being able to have tzviwa during the day. That means why yomam yitzav Hashem chasto? Why will HaKadosh Baruch Hu give this chesed to this person in the daytime? Because they sang together in Divrei Torah during the night. It's not a reference to night and day. It's a reference to this world and the next. This world is like the night time, in which everything can appear to be dark. That such a person is zocha to chen in olam haba, which is like the day. Yomam yitzav Hashem chasto, v'layla shiro imo, in the daytime, meaning in olam haba. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzav is chesed. Why? Because during the world of night, he continued to be mizdavik to tzert. Om Rav Yehuda, Om HaShmuel, ma'idich siva ta'ase adam kidgei hayam, kiremesh lo moshel bo. What does it mean when it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made humanity like the fish of the sea? In what sense? Lamanim shmu b'nei adam kidgei hayam. Omar lecha ma'adadim shabayam, kivan sholim le'yavasha, miyad meti. You take out fish from the water, they die right away. So too, b'nei Adam, if you take them out of the water, they're Persian, midivrei Torah, umin ha-mitzvahs, and that's the natural water for a human being in this world. Miyad beitim, they die immediately. They may not die physically, but their soul dies in them. Davaracher, ma'adagim shebiyam, kivan shekadra leyam chama miyad beitim. Another pshat is that we know dagim shebiyam live in a world that's very well protected. They have the water around. The moment that they are exposed to directly the rays of the sun and take them out of the water, they die. Well, it doesn't matter, even if they don't have this, if they're exposed to the things that the water normally protects them from, they're dead. Kach b'nei Adam, people think that they're well protected as they live at the bottom of the sea of air. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kimach Kadra Aliyam Chama, the Lashon of Kadra, by the way, means to cut through the atmosphere, because it was a Koder Ba'arim, is to make a hole. So if, in fact, they would be exposed to the real radiation of the sun for a moment, so they would also drop dead immediately. It's Koder, exactly, it's Mamish Koder. Miyad Miti, as some learn, this is a reference literally, physically, by Yibayseim Abol HaMaseh. Yibayseim Abol HaMaseh, the lesson of this is for Olam HaMaseh. Some learn the lesson is for Olam HaMaseh. Yibayseim Abol HaMaseh. As Rabbi Chanina says, you have to learn the things that are physically dangerous for you in this world. Because as Rav Chanina pointed out, anything that happens to a person is in God's hands. But not being an idiot. But you want to expose yourself and lower your resistance by going out and freezing yourself. Or you want to go out and get overheated in the sun, and then you're wondering, why am I sick? You're sick because you're an idiot. So then when you say, no, well, God exposed me to the sun, and it's entirely Him. So that's it says, cold things and hot things, that's in the path of somebody who's a really kesh. I mean, that guy's a stubborn fool, and he's going to blame God for everything. Shomer nafsho, somebody cares about himself. You're cockney, I mean, he avoids situations that are unhealthy. So someone that would be the shot at such a thing, is to avoid exposing yourself to the sun too much. Or it could be a reference to the metaphorical sun in Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, there's no such thing as Gehenna. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu motzi chama min artikach. U'makdir, HaKadosh Baruch Hu exposes you to reality the way it is, you see. Now, if you're a Rasha, that's the one thing you can't stand. You certainly don't want to live in reality. So then Nidoniba, that's the worst hell imaginable. You don't need hell. That is hell. So Rishayim and Nidoniba, Tzadikim, for the first time, oh, Baruch Hashem, a world of reality, which, oh, what a pleasure. So they're Mizrafim, they're healed by it. Rishayim, Nidonimba, Dechim, Kinei Ayom, Babo, Erketanur, Vayakoz, Zedim, Vacholoser, Vishakash, Vilihatotam Ayom, Abam, Hashem, Svakot, Hashalo, Yazov, Lehem, Shoresh v'anat, they'll have nothing left in that day. Because it'll burn them up and all of their lives will be burnt up to nothing. Lo shoresh v'olam hazeh, v'lo anat v'olam haba. But we don't see that there's nothing that is made specifically for Rishoyim. It's just the day of reality. It's the question of how you relate to it. Whereas tzadikim are misrapim ba. This is the zarcha lachem yirei shemi. That same shemesh will be a shemesh tzedakah marpeh v'chamafeh. It's like a sun of pure charity, in which all healing comes on its wings. Not only that, you should be sadnim, but they'll go sunbathing in it. You'll get fattened up by it like fattened agalim. Yeah, that's the zark. But to you, it'll be shemetz tzedakah marpeh. To the tzaddikim, it'll be yom bo'er ketanur. But it's the same reality that destroys those who have been fighting reality for their whole lives, that gives the yeshua to those who have been fighting for reality their whole lives. This is a childish, temporary kind of way of looking at things. There's a Gehenim in which, you know, people sit there poking you, you know, burning you up, and then there's an Olam Haba where you brought coats, and that's your childish vision. There's one reality, and if you're looking for it, then that's the most wonderful thing in the world. Another reason to be compared, people to be compared to the Gaya Yam is the classic picture, you know, the little fish with the fish around him, with the bigger fish around him, you know, just keeps going. That's what people are like. There's always, everybody's a fish. The question is, who's gonna be swallowing him? And if it wouldn't be, so there it's called Agolo Mechavero Balayat Chavero. You have a chance to swallow the next guy, swallow the next guy. And if I know it's not, if it wouldn't be a society to protect people, then Kol HaGolo Mechavero Balayat Chavero. V'hainad Itzan, that's the mission of us. Rebbe Chanina Tzkana Gaonim Omer, Havei Mitpalel B'Shlamah Shel Malchut. It doesn't matter how lousy the government is. But one thing, there's a police force, at least you can live. Shel Malay Mora'a Shel Malchut. I mean, anarchy would be a much worse disaster. If it wouldn't be for Mora'a Shel Malchut, Ish Et Re'eu Chayim Below. People would swallow each other alive. They do enough of that today. But if it was pure anarchy, imagine what it would be like. But I wanted to say over yesterday, I probably forgot, such a beautiful thing. Okay, so the Pashas, the Gemara, the reference to the Gemara was in all types of things that are, you know, bridges and roads and money and markets. And you think about all the thousands of Jews making money on those markets and driving on those roads for Halel and building governments and living off of milk funds and so on and so forth. You say, okay, Komashas, you know, Asino Bishul, 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 it's beautiful. I don't know if you're familiar with Mordechai Breuer. He lives in Beit Vegan. He's written some beautiful svarim on the Moadim, on the Chumash, and so on. And what he did, his tchum of Yitmachut, is that he went through all of Bible criticism. And he brings Bible criticism, you know, Bible criticism. And he brings in his svarim, a lot of people are very upset with him, but he brings in all of his svarim, all of the Bible criticism. And he writes, he told me once, that it's such a, I mean, the
person that's garbage, right?
He's just putting rice in his Hagadama.
That the Gemara is not talking only about the obvious things of civilization. It's everything that Goyim are committed is essentially meant to be used ultimately by this group. The work that they do by Bukhari, who's going to waste their time to have an important figure to worry about? Let them add up the number of times this word appears and that word appears, like who the author is of Yeshayahu. But Lamaisa, that's important work, because every question that they have is Megala tremendous emet. So let them put in all the words. I'll bring you their work and I'll show you the pshat of what it means and so on and so forth. And that he does this beautiful show. So why does the Torah over here present the sugya like this? Why does the Torah over here present the sugya like that? And so his approach is so ingenious. What he does is, he says, so let's not accept everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents himself in this way here as one. Presents himself as this way, there's another. And then there's the editor, right? Good. So what is the editor thinking exactly? What is the different elements? What's wrong with that? Who cares what they believe? Right? And it's there, you see such beautiful, beautiful things that he has, wonderful tragedy. And he uses this Gemara in his Hakdama. And you see that the depth of the Inyan, that there's nothing that develops in this world that is not really Bishvil Yisrael. Kedeshi Yisrael, Askel B'Torah. I thought it was such a beautiful thing to me. I very much admire it.
Okay.